Once again, thank you so much for listening to Elevated on Radio Pulpit. Good to have you with us and excellent to introduce you to today's guest. I've been hyping you up. Joining me is King D Music, who is, of course, a celebrated, decorated South African artist, recognized across the world as a powerful, anointed songwriter, worship leader, and of course, also a record producer. He's garnered numerous accolades, including, of course, a SAMA Award. His musical journey began at the age of 12, singing at his local church, and by 14, listen to this, Bazalwani, he was crafting his very own song. Since then, we've heard many, many songs worshiping God with the music of King D Music. And today, I'm blessed to talk with him about Jesus. King D, good day and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Hello, thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Of
Been a
course,
long
it's
time coming.
a long time coming, and I must say to our listeners, I've spoken to him on television before, but I'm excited about today because I'm going to get to share a little bit more of things that we don't get to talk about on TV due to time. King D, I want to start with the fact that you've, of course, toured with international artists like Maverick City Music, Kirk Franklin, Travis Green, Naomi Raine, Martin Smith, just to mention but a few. Be honest with us today here. Who's your favorite so far and why were they your favorite?
That's a tough question, but there's two artists that are actually coming. So with Maverick City and Kirk Franklin, it was in one tour, but then the other one that I really liked, it was opening up for Travis Green. I think, yeah, that was beautiful. And oh, both of these, like, it's just energy, the engagement, and the crafts, the music, the craft that they put into live music, crafting a set, and also but also crafting an experience that people can get to enjoy. Because I mean, when you listen to CDs or you listen to music recorded, studio recorded music, or even live recorded music on other platforms where you listen to music, it's different from when you're experiencing the person live, and these guys really take that serious. So I think those two, yeah, they're my favorite.
Now, what do you think it is that sets people like Travis Green, Kirk Franklin, what is it that sets them apart? Because those like yours now have become household names in terms of the Christian music world, but they even managed to somehow cross into the contemporary world, the secular world with their gospel music. What is it that sets them apart, you think, from other artists?
I think it's being diverse, not being afraid of trying, not being afraid of being the one to pioneer something. You listen to a lot of gospel worship music that people are making today. Travis Green is one of the black artists actually to start that. Excuse me, to come up with a music that was like that, like semi-live, or even sometimes full-on live. It's not CCM, it's not gospel, it's just in the middle. So if you look at artists like your Maverick City, Travis Green was the blueprint for them. And some of them actually were BVs for Travis Green. You look at Chandler Moore. He was a BV for Travis. He used to travel the world with Travis. So he learned there. Dante Bow, he learned there. Before they decided to start Maverick City, they learned from him. Kirk Franklin as well. He's always wanted to try stuff with hip hop, pop, not really pop, but hip hop and gospel and R&B. So I think that's one of the reasons why they are really doing amazing out there. They're not scared of trying. They're not scared of being outside of their comfort zone.
I'm trying to remember now who it is, whether it is Travis Green or what gospel artist it is that recently started making some music that is not necessarily classified as gospel, but I think he called it clean music. It's clean music. What
Who's
do you
that?
think? Is it Travis? Is it Travis?
No, I know. I've been listening to Travis recently. He hasn't really been dropping. his own, but he's been dropping with Forward City Music, so which is his church's worship band, because his church is Forward City, I think. So they also have a music ministry within the church. So he's been dropping a lot of music with the young people that he's bringing up in his church. I don't think that's him. There's probably maybe someone, but I don't think that's him.
I'm trying to remember what it is. Maybe before the end of our chat, I'll have it. But I wanted to no, it. I think it is actually Travis Green. I think it is him. I saw it on TikTok where he said, he was shooting this music video, and some of the saints, which is where I'm getting to my question, some of the saints were very upset because this gospel artist is making music, but it's not necessarily gospel per se. They're just calling it clean music. And I
Are
was
you talking
wondering,
about Dante Bo?
perhaps, perhaps, perhaps. So I wanted to know your take on it. Can we as Christians, can we make clean music that is not necessarily targeted just towards the church, but it is, yeah, your thoughts.
We should be doing that. We should be doing that because if there's some if there's a person who's going to understand the concept of love out there, it is a Christian who actually knows what love truly means, by having that relationship with Christ. It's a person who honors their wife, who honors their husband, and they're also creative. They're a songwriter. They understand what truly love, what it means to truly love someone and sacrifice and just love them the same way that Christ loves the church. We should be the ones partnering with love music when people are trying to listen to clean, good, positive or love music. They should be finding that even like with the with the with Christian artists. I'll make an example with myself. When I got married, I was inspired. There's two love songs that I've released ever since I've got married. There's a song that it's called what is it again? Only You or something. But anyway, It's You. Yeah, it's called It's You. So this song was just sort of like, me reminding my wife that, do you remember, what I promised you when we're still dating, that I'm going to marry you, I love you and all this stuff. And just saying that, the love that I've experienced with her, like I've never experienced anything like this. And I'm talking about being in marriage. And even if you check like a platform like Spotify, for an example, they have a playlist that is called Higher Love. Higher Love, it's a playlist full of love songs that were released by Christian artists. You get what I mean? So, besides that, also, when we got married, when my wife was welcomed into my family in Venda, I come from a royal family. So, in my culture, in royal family, when you marry a wife, you then give her, what's this, a name that, will. Back in the say back in the day, because back in the day, when you are from a royal family, you will get a stand. We do have our own stand, like in the village, but you would get a stand in the village, somewhere closer to the royal house compound, or even inside if maybe your father is the current chief, or like your grandfather was the chief, or whatever it is, whether you just a close relative to those who are in power at the moment. So you would get your own place there. And everybody in the community, as in like the family and also the community there in the village, they will be calling her using the name that her husband gave her. She comes to my family as Umpile, but then I gave her a name, and her name is Mukundi, which means conqueror in Tshivenda. So I was inspired. After I named her that, I was inspired. I went to Ghana to shoot a music video, and while I was there, I reconnected with one of my old producers from Ghana who had moved back home, and I wrote a song called Kundi. Kundi is the short for Mukundi. It's a love song. I'm just talking about, like, you know, how much I love her and how much I have so much fun with her. And Christian, you know, my Christian audience, they love that. You got what I mean? We need to understand that we are human as well. We are in this world that God has put us in to go through experiences, to go through different seasons and all this stuff. And, you know, when you are getting married, yes, there's a moment where you can play a song like The Blessing, you know, may his favor be upon, you know, your generations to come and all that. That's a worship song. And there's also like a moment that a girl just wants to feel beautiful, loved, you know, sexy and the most beautiful bride in the room. So they need love songs. So who are the perfect candidates and the perfect people to actually, you know, bring that language, you know, the language of love into the Christian space, or even not just the Christian space, but into the world. You know, we understand that more than anything, we can give such moments, you know, a better language of just explaining what love truly is.
I
So
love
I'm
it.
for it.
I love it. And I love the plug that you just gave us, the Higher Love playlist on Spotify. I never knew about that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Normally
I'll send you
Sunday,
a link.
please do, please do. You know, normally on Sunday afternoons, most radio stations, they play these love songs, right?
Love music. Yeah.
Yes, we all know it. And sometimes you would want to listen to it until you hear about all the grinding and I don't know, you know, all
Yeah,
these
too
things, then
much.
you have to switch off. So I absolutely concur with what you are saying. Now, I quickly want to ask you because I played your song, Jesus, the English version, to our listeners at the top of the show. We're going to do the collaboration for them with a bit of Portuguese in a moment. But I want to talk to you about the importance of Christians and South African Christians, particular, being able to look beyond our world. I'll explain what I mean. Sometimes we are so focused on our church or our language or our culture or our borders that we forget that we, as Christians, as individuals, as the continent of Africa, that we have something to offer to the world. That's something that you've managed to, by the grace of God and perhaps intentionality, you'll tell me, you've been able to master. You've taken your craft and you're blessing the world with it. How did you manage to do that? How did you manage to break into the international scene?
So that was very intentional. It was very intentional from the beginning. So let me tell you the truth. I was making R&B music and hip hop music, you know, just thinking about love. I never used to swear on songs because I was very uncomfortable with that because I grew up in church. I'm a church boy, you know, so and my faith was very important to me. So I was just making secular music, singing about love, you know, I mean, I'm in varsity. I'm a young person, trying to figure out, you know, what this music thing is gonna look like for me going into the future. And only when I was working on my R&B album, then that's when God spoke to me, you know, about, you know, really just laying everything down, you know, to follow my calling, which is, you know, doing music and my purpose, you know, doing music but still, like, you know, making it Christian. So here's the thing. I didn't want to lose myself, you know, as an artist. I wanted to still express myself the way I want to express myself. I wanted to paint a picture to the world of, you know, this beautiful God that I have experienced myself, and in a way that I understand, you know, what I'm painting. You got what I mean? I didn't just want to put out music out there just because, you know, oh, somebody's doing this, I need to do this, or somebody's doing that, I need to do that just so I can be relevant. No, for me, to be specific, I wanted to create music that any young person can listen to, because I was still very young and I could literally count my favorite gospel artists at that time who were making Christian music that I could also relate to. And it was actually mostly international artists, like it was your Lecrae, it was your Dietrich Haddon, your Kirk Franklin, your Mary Mary, like, you know, all these guys are in America. You got what I mean? And at the youth camps, we are dancing to that music, you know, to the shackles of my feet so I can dance. We have a whole routine. You got what I mean? Because that's That's what was speaking to my generation growing up. But I was like, you know what? It doesn't have to be that like that. I can also make, music that also can be gospel. It can be about Jesus, but also relatable to my people, and also using the languages as well, like the different languages that we have here in South Africa. So it started there. So it was very intentional. But then now I realized that South Africa was not really ready to embrace me. Even guys in the entertainment space, or the gospel music industry, like, they will tell me, you're a very talented guy. You've got a great voice. You've got great ideas. You know what? Just do traditional gospel music and you'll be fine. Your family will be fine. You'll grow up to be rich and whatever. But I was like, no, it's fine. I'll play the long game. I really just want to understand what is this that, God is trying to do with me. And I, lucky enough, I also got, around to, I got to surround myself with like-minded people, like my longtime collaborator, best friend, Dondi Rams. We've written so many songs together. Even the producers that I was working with, I wanted to work with people who were understanding the sound and what I'm trying to do. So out of that, then that's when the ministry was, just came up. Like, so now I started experimenting with so many other sounds, but because it's something that I wanted to do as a creator. Because before I'm an artist, before I'm a gospel artist, I am an artist who loves creating. I love making, I love bringing ideas to life. So I don't want to feel like, I'm just doing what everybody else is doing. Not to say that I only want to be a pioneer and then have everybody else, copy me or anything like that. No, like, there are people that I get inspired by, but as long as it aligns with what I like personally, because I don't want to make music that, I don't like, but then people like it. You got me? Because then I'll feel like me being an artist is it's a job. Like, it's this, a hectic job that I just have to do for money. No, that's why I even took the long route of, you know what? I'll put ministry first and put the music first, what I'm doing first, and then everything else will come after. Like, the money or whatever it is, the resources, it will come later. So it was very intentional from the beginning.
And what you've managed to achieve is absolutely incredible. Your most recent song, you actually teamed up with the Brazilian gospel artist Luma Alpedio, known for her in her very own right, anointed voice and vibrant worship ministry across Latin America, of course. And listeners, if you just tuned in, I'm so sorry you missed the English version of Jesus. I played it at the top of the show because after the overwhelming response to that song, I mean, we saw over 100,000 pieces of user-generated content on social media platforms from that original song. You then teamed up with Luma to record a multilingual version of Jesus. You guys are blending Portuguese and English. We're going to listen to that version now and continue our conversation with King D
Awesome.
right after this. Here we go. Yes, Jesus. I just absolutely love that, King D, and the fact that we were able to listen to the English a bit earlier so that we understand everything that is being said in this version as well. Tell me about it. How did it happen that you ended up teaming up with Luma?
So with Luma, we've known each other just on social media. In 2020, I released a song called Child of Heaven with Gabriela Gomes. She's a Brazilian artist. So her and Luma are friends in the industry. And Luma just started, taking interest in what I'm doing, my music, me as an artist. We followed each other on Instagram. Then I would, she would sometimes comment on my posts. I would comment on hers, and we'll never, like, we've never spoken, on DMs or whatever, until last year when I saw that the song was trending, the Jesus song was trending in Brazil. I then reached out to her to find out if she was keen to do the song with me, and also do Portuguese on it. And reached out last year around October. Then this year in Jan, she got back to me. She said, yes, let's work. Then yeah, we started working on the song. And honestly, it was so much fun, getting to work with her. So yeah, that's how we met, the power of social media.
And tell me about how the song has fared so far. I do know that, I think I was saying this to you during a TV interview, that in countries like Mozambique, for instance, I'm expecting the song to do well. How's it doing in Brazil, for instance?
In Brazil right now, it's doing crazy, like crazy, crazy numbers. Really, thank God for that because every number tells a story. It's a person listening and being blessed, behind every number. So super, super grateful for everybody that's listening. The song has been doing super well with Brazil, of course, being the number one country that is being listened. I mean, that's listening to the song. And also in Mozambique, in Angola, in Portugal, we've seen people as well listening to song. Mexico and even in the US, and here at home, like funny part, like oh, crazy enough, the music video, it's been watched more in Cape Town here in Cape
Wow.
Town. I mean, South Africa, we if we are not gonna be talking about many other languages that we have. We mostly just an English country, if I can put it that way. So yeah, we have a lot of people who are watching the video on YouTube. I saw it was even charting on YouTube in Cape Town, being number one city in the world listening, but also everybody else listening around the world. So super, super grateful. The song is doing well. Actually, doing better than what I expected. So it's such a huge honor to to be able to to put so much just put so much resources and put so much thought into something, and then God just breathed into it to do this this well. So it's a huge honor. It's very humbling.
Let's talk about the name of Jesus. I want you to take us back to a moment in your life where all you had was the name of Jesus. That was enough, and it brought you through. Take us back to perhaps a time in your life where you were holding on to that name.
Yeah, I mean, I always tell the story of when I lost so many family members in a very a short space of time. In 2015, I lost my brother-in-law. It was in a car crash, and then the following year in September, I lost my grandmother, my mom's mother, and then 2 months later, I lost my own dad. That was a very dark time, for me. And it was crazy enough. It's also the same time where God was just doing so much, through my ministry, through me serving at a local church. I felt like, I really somehow I felt like I was prepared, to go through that tough season with worship. Hence worship became my weapon. So yeah, during that time also God was giving me so many songs, to write, and then I ended up, doing my first album called Seasons. So yeah, like that's the Jesus moment that I will never, forget. Just that time of, the darkness and not feeling like, you're gonna get out of this, and having so much fear of, oh, hey, who's gonna go next now? What's happening in my family? Why now? Like, after all these years of living with your family, and now everybody just feel like everybody's going, and it can actually put some fear in you and all that. But yeah, no, like I really saw God and community as well, like, just coming through to comfort me and to get me out of a dark place, because there's a time where like I really wanted to give up on music, but Jesus, gave me the courage to run to music, so I can be able to get out on the other side, still with the confidence that God has got me. And
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, I hope that that has elevated somebody listening to us at home right now. It is, of course, also still Youth Month, one could say, and you minister to a lot of young people. What is your message to them during this youth month, especially as Christian youth? What would you say to them?
Just be yourself, be yourself. You are more than enough. Be yourself. If you wanna start music like me, and you, for an example, and you feel like traditional gospel music is, where you find yourself being comfortable, go for it. If you feel like you want to experiment with new sounds, go for it. If you want to start that business idea, go for it. You don't even have to change, who you are or where you come from or your story. Just go for it and see God really move, in your life. I think, we're living in a time where things have been simplified a lot, with AI. You need information is available. You want to go into a certain business, it feels like also in terms of getting funding and all that, it feels like the options are unlimited. But not to say that you don't have to work hard for it. Yes, you can still work hard, but just go for it. Be yourself. Don't be afraid of, trying something new. Don't be afraid of, going for those dreams.
And you recently, of course, also celebrated Father's Day. As a young father, what advice would you have to the young dads out there? Well, relatively young, because life is hard in South Africa from the economy, right, to
We
societal
need
pressures.
fathers.
It is hard. What's your advice to young dads? I know it's a very important role to you.
Just be there, that's one thing I just want to say. Be there, be available, be available for your child. Just be there, man. Like sometimes, as fathers, we think money solves everything. It doesn't. I remember the most incredible moments that I remember as a child, with my dad. They didn't even have to involve money. He was just there, and sometimes he would just take me to work. My dad used to be, when he started his career, he was a security guard, at the University of Venda. And sometimes when he's doing night shifts, he will take me with. And he also knew that I liked music. So sometimes he would also take me to freshers' balls and get me like VVIP pass so I can get to see stages when I was young, get inspired. You got what I mean? Those are little things. Like some of these things were happening before he actually bought his own car, using the varsity car that he would be using every time when he is at work. Coming and picking me up with my friends, from the village, so we can go experience these things, whatever that you're able to give your child, just be there. Like we need fathers in South Africa because, yeah, no, we're really having a huge problem with, not just, the girls only, but, a boy child as well. We really need father figures. So just be there, be around your child. And yeah, give whatever you're able to give, and of course, do your best to provide for your family and all that. But just be there, make time.
Well, final question to you, and I want to appreciate the time that you've spent with us here at Radio Pulpit today. You wear many hats. You wear the hat of father that you just spoke of, and you wear it very well. Family man, husband, of course, child of God. You still serve in your local church, wearing the hat of worship leader, internationally acclaimed artist, for instance, as well. And then you also, through your agency, Naka Agency, represent gospel artists from across the world. What's the vision there? What are you trying to achieve with that?
Honestly, this started as I didn't even know that God was gonna take me back to this one. There's a little bit of history there. So the time when I was in high school watching Generations and all that, I would be so inspired by the guys in marketing, like Ezweni, and I don't know if you used to watch Generations back in the day. Like your Ezweni and all these guys in nice suits, Boss Busi, so in nice suits. I was like, man, I wanna be those guys. I wanna do that. I wanna have a magazine. I wanna have a Christian magazine. I wanna have Christian shops. I wanna do like everything Christian, Christian, Christian. But then I loved marketing. So I went to school to study marketing so I could be able to market myself as an artist. And then, fast forward, I literally just gave, my ministry, which is my music, everything, my calling, surrendered everything to God. And I didn't know that he was actually gonna give me like one of like the love of my life, if I can put it that way, which is also marketing, something that I've always loved to do, like back, like later, like in my career, because it honestly just started with my the artist that I was working with on just collaborations in America. They're like, yo, I see you're on this platform, you're on this, like, how are you doing it? I'm like, I don't have budgets, I don't have money, so I am literally just knocking doors and getting myself in there. Okay, cool, if we give you a budget, you know, will you be able to do the same thing for me? I'm like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And that started just before COVID. And yeah, like, you know, worked with so many other local artists as well, and you know, other well-known bands like We'll Worship here at home, before really taking it serious as a business. And now we represent so many, you know, incredible artists who are just moving the kingdom forward with the and people who are being innovative, you know, with their music, you know, the way they share the word of God. So it's such a huge honor. And besides artists, we also are representing a lot of public figures, whether it's young Christian people who are influential in the Christian space, or podcasters, or YouTubers, or influencers, whatever you want to call them, pastors, authors. So that's what we do, honestly, and sometimes corporate as well. So yeah, so it only it started with me just giving everything to God, and then later on, like, he literally gave me back, you know, something that I really loved, you know, for so many years. So yeah, so I think the goal is just to, you know, continue to grow, and being part of, you know, other people's stories, and being able to tell, you know, stories, the Jesus stories and the testimonies of different people. And yeah, like, just highlighting people who are actually doing incredible work within the Christian space.
That is incredible, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, your business, and your
Thank
music.
you,
And
Amen.
of course, know somebody might be listening now and they want to know more about Naka Agency as well. That website there is nakaagency.com. There you
Oh,
can find
yeah.
everything. So it's NAKA, Naka
Yes.
Agency, agency.com. God bless you. What's up next for you? Just quickly, what can we
Thank you.
listen out for?
Oh, hey, I've got a brand new song dropping next week, Friday. So it's called Welcome Home. It's a song that is inspired by the prodigal son story in the Bible. So it's a beautiful pop song. Very nice for, you know, summery vibe for our listeners who are in Europe and America, enjoying the summertime right now. But also, I mean, for us here at home, you know, summertime is coming really soon. September is just around the corner. But yeah, that's the song that I'm dropping next. I'm also going to be dropping a music video on YouTube, so people can be on lookout for that.
Looking forward to it, and of course, we'll bring it to you right here on Radio Pulpit. Until we speak again, Denga Takalani, aka King D, live on your radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you.